Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And my guest, the infamous Steve Reed yeah. from Shipman, from Magoopin County.
Magoopin County, yes. Yeah.
Now, I know we're the voice of the Tri-County, and we're getting a voice from Magoopin County. I guess we could almost be the quad county.
Well, we could be quad plus like 1/4.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing with WJBM, it doesn't...
Let's talk about the best thing.
The best thing, it comes to Shipman, but it doesn't go very far east of Shipman or south of Shipman.
Here's the cool thing, though. What you can do is we have an app. You can just download the WJBM radio app. Boom. And you got us anywhere in the world.
There you go.
I know.
There you go.
And if you're an Android user.
Who'd have thought it? Little old Jerseyville.
Yeah, we can go everywhere.
Yeah.
We can go.
Yeah, you're big.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us. But you do listen to the station.
I do. I do all the time.
What do you like about the station?
I like this local spotlight thing a lot.
You do?
And I try to listen to that every time that it comes on.
What do you like about it?
Just down home, homey, homey stuff, you know, and just hearing
local people,
you know, like the other day when those little girls were on with the queens.
Her
brother wasn't so mean or whatever it was.
I don't know why they kicked him out of the house. Right?
Yeah, he was. I didn't think he was so bad. Yeah, that was cute.
That was cute.
Yeah.
From the mouth of babes.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Now, Steve, you grew up. You always live in Shipman?
I was born and raised in Shipman. My parents moved here when my mom was, 6 months pregnant with me.
Yeah,
and that was the first big move.
Were you the first child?
No, I was the sixth.
Oh my gosh, sixth
of seven. My mom was 6 months pregnant with me. They moved from a farm in New Berlin to a farm in Shipman, my mom must have had Patience of the Saint because
that had been a tough
big move. She was also 40 years old when she had me.
Yeah.
And then I have a younger brother. She was 45 when she had him. So Shipman has always been home for me. I've never moved and I'm never going to move. I mean, it's my home.
So your dad farmed?
My dad farmed, yes.
And I guess, what was your oldest brother? How old was he?
My oldest brother, who died, was 11 years older than me. So he was born in 1946. So he was 11 years old before I was born. So probably one of the biggest things I remember is when he went off to the service.
Yeah.
And
yes, did you go to Vietnam?
No, he did not. He was in the service during the Vietnam War, but he did not. He had to go to Germany.
Oh. Okay. You know, was that a typical, you grew up on a typical farm family,
right,
where all the kids worked?
Yes.
You were working on the farm?
Right. We had chickens.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We had thousands of them.
Thousands?
Yeah. And we cleaned them. We'd come home and there'd be baskets and baskets. My dad had a hired man, an older man that lived in Shipman, that would gather up all those eggs. And we came home at night and cleaned them. And more, my older sisters and stuff did a lot more of that than I did. I was more on the outside edge of it. But
so how'd you sell the eggs? What'd you guys do?
Well, they sold them locally. Saturday night, my dad would take my sister and go around. He had an egg route in Shipman. And they just couldn't... you know, so they'd gathered up the eggs and, you know, the egg cartons was a pretty big deal at our house. You never threw those away. You saved them.
Yes.
And then they'd go on the egg route and they'd go to, say they'd go to Chris's house and bring a dozen eggs. And he was supposed to have that carton of eggs left so they could put them in to give it to the next house.
It couldn't be buying egg cartons all the
time. Oh, and you know, they probably cost a quarter.
They
probably didn't cost that back then.
Yeah. So,
and then what the extra ones they took to, we loaded up, on semi, a semi would pull into the old gas station right there at the corner of, the Carlinville Blacktop and Route 16. It's everybody's had it, but it's a storage unit now. and they'd load up cases of eggs, and they would go off in some refrigerated truck. We had a cooler in the basement of our house, a big old cooler that my dad made. It had great big old lock doors on it that was like a foot thick. And there's just...
Did you guys farm ground too?
We did. We did. Yeah. He farmed quite a bit of ground and the eggs. I'm sure that was their spending money.
Yeah. Oh, the eggs were?
Yeah.
So you grew up on the farm. You went to Southwest?
I went Southwest. To Southwest. Shipman Grade School.
Now, as a farm kid, did you get to play sports or did you just come home
and work?
I did
not.
You had to come home and work, didn't you?
I did up until high school. And then when I was a freshman in high school, my dad had a heart attack.
Oh,
and that pretty well eliminated. He asked me if where I was headed, what was I going to do, not that I wasn't a great athlete or anything like that. And he said he could sure use the help on the farm. And that's where my attention focused. But I really was never, I farmed all my life. I retired in 1960, when I was 62 years old from farming. And I can't ever say that I was a good farmer. That's just what I did. And my heart really wasn't always there, but it was just part of our life.
Mm-hmm. But you did do a lot of construction.
You had
S. Reed Construction Company for years.
I did. My dad always, around the farm, he built everything that was needed done. He did all the work himself. I know we built one of the first big projects. He built a big machine shed. It was in 1968. It was the same year that they built the Shipman Lake right in front of our house.
Shipman what?
Lake Reservoir.
Okay.
Where it was the water source for Shipman.
Yeah.
We sold the property. It's probably where the money for the shed came from, actually.
Okay.
But he built that. He sold that property, and we built a big machine shed. And he did all of that. Well, we had
you and your brothers.
Well, not so much my brothers, but my cousins that farmed with him, and he had other guys come in and help it. And then we built a. He built a big shed there, but then he did that, and then he did all the repairs to their houses and stuff like that. So he was better than an average, just an average carpenter.
Yeah.
But, he knew how to do things, and I'm sure he wouldn't spend the money to pay somebody to do it. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Probably didn't have the money to spend it. To have somebody do it, so he just did it.
So that's where you kind of picked up your skills?
That's where I picked it up, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, when I got older, he started, there was a guy in Piasol, Russell Reno, that built pole buildings, and he and my dad were friends and said something about it, and he go, well, Steve will help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I got my start doing, going and helping him.
And I know you're kind of retired out of the construction business now,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. But you have a little project that you built.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell us about that.
Oh, well.
Your latest project.
Well, we always went, not every year, but most years, we would go canoeing down at Hoosaw Valley. And I saw those cabins down there that you saw. They were 12 foot wide and 36 foot long, and they had a loft in it. And that you rented, that's what you stayed in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was kind of infatuated. I thought, this thing's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I thought, if you're a single guy or whatever, what else you need?
Right.
You need a small kitchen, a bathroom, a living room, and a recliner remote control. What else you need?
Yeah, you got it all.
And I thought, well, I'll build it. So I had two really good guys that worked for me for quite a few years, and I always told one of them that I was going to build him one of these houses, to live in, because he lived up by Beaver Dam. And I thought, this would be perfect for you because it's, I built it. And he said, well, I don't need that.
Well, you built it for him.
I thought I was building it for him. I got through it. And he said, well, I don't need that.
He didn't like it.
Well, he did like it, but he was pretty proud. And most of the stuff I had was left over in it. I still have some money and stuff in it. But it's pretty cool. I'd live in it in a heartbeat. It's 12 by 36, a living area. It's got two lofts in it. It's got a kitchen area, and it's got a bathroom area. And it's got two lofts and then a 6-foot front porch. What else do you need?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. That being said, I just want to let everybody know that I have Steve Reed with me from Shipman, Illinois, and talking over some stuff. Now, we got to talk about your wife probably wouldn't live in it. Would she?
I doubt it. I doubt it. When we...
Now, tell us a little bit about your wife.
Okay. Well, first off, she's wonderful.
How wonderful is she?
The best.
Where'd you meet her at?
I met her at Broncos. You know, where Night Gallery used to be, and it was Broncos, and I was standing up there where all the guys stood around and thought they were cool.
Yeah, you know? Were one of the cool guys.
I was one of the cool guys standing up there, and she was with one of her friends, and they came up. I was there with another friend of mine, and they came up, and they thought they were going to ask us to dance. Well, I don't know, somewhere along the line on the way up there, they got crossed up, and the one that was making the play for me, Helen cut her off or something. Helen got cut off to the good looking guy, and Helen got stuck with me.
And so then you had to dance, and then
we dated for a few years, and she thought, well, you know, why don't we get married? And it's been pretty special.
Now you've got some children.
I have three children. Yes. Yeah. Two girls and a boy, and two son-in-laws and a daughter-in-law, and three grandkids.
Okay.
That are just our life. I mean, that's just, my wife is like every other wife. She talks to her daughters almost every day, and a lot of times, a couple times a day. Uh-huh. You know, they're just so close. And then my daughter-in-law's got in on that too. So
now, did Helen help you in the construction business?
She started to, she was a little bit, you know, when I did all the design and everything in Macoupin County, you didn't have to have any,
permits,
no permits. You didn't have to have a blueprint.
Oh,
you know, so people would bring their blueprints, you know, and I'd say, well, you don't need all that, you know? So I'd get out the graph paper and draw this all out, you know, to make it. I'd get it, well, you were in the building.
Yeah.
You know, they have room there that was like 28 foot 4 inches. I said, right, your concrete guys are not going to do that. You know, yeah. I'll put it realistic.
Let's make it easy.
Yeah, and I did that. Probably one of the biggest ones. So one of her big things was she thought to make sure that the laundry room was big. You know, you need, she said, that's where a lot of your work is.
Yeah.
So you need to make the laundry room big, you know, and then the kitchen functional. And then we found out later that kitchens are all pretty much laid out the same anyway, you know, so she kind of phased out of it a little bit. And then she went back, well, more full time back into the, working for the school district.
Okay. At Southwestern?
No, at East Alton Wood River.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she started out at Evangelical. They needed another teacher for my son's preschool class. So she went down there and helped do that. And then I think she was ready to get back to work. I mean, she'd always worked and didn't want to work. Before that, she was a stay-at-home mom and was a room mother and did all that. But when my son got older, she progressed along with him.
Hey, now we've got kind of a big event coming up in just, it'll be tomorrow, Friday, the
18th and 19th,
Shipman homecoming.
Yeah.
Where everybody comes home to Shipman.
Yeah.
And it'll be thousands of people there.
Well,
start early.
Yeah. It used to be like the biggest deal going when we were kids. You know, everybody got seven ride tickets. It was $1 back then. And you decide what's night you wanted to ride four rides and one night you rode three rides. But okay. It's a little different now.
Okay. And then Lori Hopkins.
Yes.
She's kind of helping head it up. She's the engineer on this thing.
She runs the PR person.
She's the PR.
Yeah.
What are you? What's your job?
I'm the president.
Oh, you're the president.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it started 30 years ago. The Kitchen Clatter Band ladies decided to quit. They were which my mom was involved in later on in their life, but it started in the 50s. And the Kitchen Clatter Band really started out. They were trying to raise money to get a a live kitchen in the grade school at Shipman. It didn't have one in the 50s. And so they did that, and they got these ladies together, they did, you know, they all dressed up. They had tambourines on their knees. They made up all their instruments. They had a toilet played a girdle and stuff. But they were entertaining, and they went to Chicago and St. Louis on a couple shows.
Huh.
But we took over for them 30 years ago.
So it starts Friday, 5:00, and the first thing that happens is you have the intro of the Grand Marshal,
whoever that is,
and we don't know yet.
It's top secret.
Top secret. I can't tell you. And then you have the Little Miss contest, which is always a big hit.
It is.
How many contestants do you have? Do you know?
5 or 6 girls. We had one boy, I think that's. I don't think it's as popular with the boys as it is with the girls.
Yeah, right. And then the Shipman Shockettes play.
Yeah, well,
they're a spinoff, right?
They're a spinoff of the Kitchen Clatter Band.
Who's in that? Lori?
Lori is in it. My wife is in it. There's
a few other people.
Several others. There's like 12 of them.
Oh, 12.
I'll miss names if they don't, but they're all, there's various ages and some young ones. And some of the young ones started, only did it because they were prodded on by the other ones to do it. And they said they were so glad that somebody asked him to do it, because they would have never stepped up to do it. And it's nothing. They just do a small little performance, and it's well received, and everybody
claps.
Everybody claps
and yells and throws money.
Yeah, well, haven't got that far yet.
And then so you got that going on. You got a beer tent that opens up at 5:00.
Yes.
You got some food trucks there.
Yes, we'll have food trucks there. I know there's tacos, and then there's a taco truck. I can't remember what their name is, but then there's a traditional food truck there. And then I know there's a snow cone truck there. And I think the Lutheran church is going to be selling ice cream too.
Okay.
I don't know if it's Friday night, but I know it's Saturday night. I think with them, it was a manpower thing. If they had enough people, they were going to do ice cream too.
And
so we'll have plenty enough food there for everybody to eat.
And you have Hank Greenwalt playing from 8 to 11. Is he country?
Yeah, he is. He's a young guy, grew up in Carlinville. And I don't know if anybody, most people have heard of Eric Church, but he looks just like him and he sounds just like him.
Wow. Well, that's got to be a big hit.
He's really good. And he just picked this up. I think he's very entertaining.
Yeah. And then there's that night at 6:00, there's a cruise car show.
Cruise in. Yeah, it's at the old bank parking lot uptown there. Tom Connors is putting it together. He's a kind of a car buff. He and his son Logan, and I don't think there's anything really formal about it. But
if you got a nice car,
if you got an old junker, bring it in. You know,
you could sell it.
You know how guys like cars? They'll look at it. They'd like to see them.
Yeah. Now and then Saturday, things start early Saturday.
Yes.
On this Shipman homecoming.
Yeah. We have a fun run walk, that starts at 7 or 8. I said 7, but it might be 8, but, we had a meeting the other night. They had 39 already sign up for it.
Really?
So hopefully, you know, and if you come sign up,
do you win a ribbon or a trophy or anybody, anything?
Or is it
just for fun?
Well, but some of them are more in it for the walk, but we've had some of them run it, you know. And
do you have a theme going on with this? Are you dressed up as
a rocket
or something?
No, there's no theme, but it's pretty well received.
Yeah.
And so they...
well, been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah, I have no interest in running or walking 5K, but people do.
Yeah, they like it. There are people. Do. Yeah,
there is.
And then you have breakfast.
Breakfast starts
home style breakfast.
Country style, yeah.
Yeah, country style, home style.
Scott Hopkins on the grill.
Scott Hopkins.
Yeah,
is that
and
Lori's
Rainey.
Husband?
Yeah, Lori's husband and Boone Rainey. And it's just sausage and scrambled eggs and biscuits and gravy. And Just all the good stuff that'll stick right to you. Yeah.
7 to 10.
7 to 10. Yes.
All right. And then you have a lunch / dinner that starts at 11 and goes from 11 to 8.
The lunch dinner menu starts at 11, and I'm almost certain that everything is available from lunch on the same menu. We have river fish. We have the sway catfish. We have steak sandwiches. We have pork chops. We have hamburgers, hot dogs, cucumbers and onions.
Cucumbers and onions?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, a salad?
I think they're going to cut them up today. They go in there and they cut those up and they let those marinate, and people go wild. I mean, we sell.
Oh, I like hundreds. I like cucumbers.
And hundreds of
you
those.
Sell it in jars too, where you can take it home.
Well, I bet they would.
Yeah,
but it comes in little containers, and they cut that up and they sell that, and then there's usually fresh tomatoes around and.
Yeah. And then the parade is at 8 p.m.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Saturday. Yes. It starts on the east end of town, and it goes through Main Street and then circles around the park.
Being the president, are you leading this parade like in a convertible? I haven't
been allowed.
In a convertible?
I have to stay away. I usually stay away from the parade.
You do?
Yeah. Well, just probably a far Ellen better says, thing. Far better thing. Yeah.
So the parade goes on, and then
it lasts about an hour. You know, we have all the fire trucks and horses. There's several floats, and the politicians and stuff come. So it's
and the beer. Everybody likes the beer garden's going on.
The beer garden is going on,
and the beer garden always does it start whenever the. Whenever events are going on, the beer garden is always going on.
Well, whenever the bartenders show up, I'm pretty sure if you want a beer, they'll get you one whenever you show up.
And then you have some entertainment.
We do. We have a pretty
well-known group.
Very, very, it's new. They're new to us. It's Porch Cafe. Our Shipman native and a good friend of mine, Bart Baker, whose family runs Baker and Hale.
Yeah.
He said that's the most popular band at Baker and Hale.
I'll be darned.
So we got a hold of them, and they said, sure, we'd be glad to come and play. And I think they have a pretty big following.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about – I've never heard of myself. But I've heard they're really good.
Everybody's better at music than me. And that was I don't know. I really appreciate music, but I have no talent at all. Yeah. So – I can't even probably, if you have a new enough car, I probably couldn't turn your radio on.
Well, Steve, any other things we need to add to this interview for anybody listening?
If anybody in Shipman's, gosh, this has been volunteers forever, and we have the best. We have the best committees. We have the best. I'd mention them, but I'd forget some. We have great people that come up, step up and help cook. We have people come and help set up. We have people come up and clean up. We have donations, food, money.
And what's all this?
Time.
What's this going for? What's the proceeds?
For the park improvement.
Park improvement.
Park improvement, yeah. We built a new pavilion about 5 years ago that's just fantastic. All the old buildings were built in the 50s and 60s, and they'd ran their course, and then we just built a real nice, we have air conditioned kitchen and gosh, if those older ladies, they wouldn't know how to act like that. We have a bathroom. We have running water. We built that a few years ago. We even have lines, you know, there's so many people, there's lines for the bathroom.
I'll be darned. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
And, the homecoming at Shipman. This Friday and Saturday, tomorrow night and Saturday night. Should be fun. Hope you get a good group there.
Come and buy me a beer.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you.